bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Traditional music. I'm just waiting on Jesus.
All with real Christian.
And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Good morning, this is Melissa C., and I'll be right here with you playing the very best of gospel music from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., so let's get started for the next 30 minutes.
Do you love me? Do you love me? my soul. And all that remains. In season, out of season, His love you can always depend. God's been blessing America a long time. America, America, America.
It's time to
bless the Lord. Yes, it is. I know, without a doubt. When you get in trouble, He's best to bring you out. There's a written guarantee.
Jesus speaks to me, and
You know I'm I'll be alright.
I'll be alright.
I'll be alright.
I'll be alright.
When I make it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Said
I'll be alright.
I'm gonna put on my
old
white robe. Jump on
it.
When I make it.
When I make it.
Yeah.
When I make it. Yeah.
Oh, when I make it.
When I make it.
Gospel music, old and new, quartet, and contemporary Christian music. Join us Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, and catch the wave.
I've found healer.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix.
Call him
Jesus.
Jesus. I call him
Jesus
in the morning. I call him
Jesus.
Jesus. call him
Jesus.
Call him
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus
in the morning. Call him
Jesus
when the sun goes down. I call him
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus
in the morning. I call him
Jesus
in the noonday. I call him
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus
in the morning. I call him
Jesus
when the sun. Along this journey, way get dark, low get heavy. At that time, I have to steal away, look up toward heaven, and I just catch my counseling eye, and then I look up and I just call his name. I call him
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus
in the morning.
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus
late at night.
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus
when my road get rough.
Jesus.
I call on him
Jesus
when my burden get heavy.
Jesus.
I call on him
Jesus
when everybody done left me.
Jesus.
I call on him
Jesus
when it's looking like I can't. I call on him,
oh,
and now I just wonder,
Jesus,
is there anybody here tonight,
Jesus,
ever had to call on him?
Jesus,
is there anybody,
oh,
here,
Jesus,
ever have to call on him?
Jesus,
when the doctor walks away,
Jesus,
I want you to tell me,
Jesus,
is there anybody,
oh,
here?
Jesus,
no, he's a doctor.
Jesus,
when the doctor came, what's
Jesus,
y'all? Anybody here? No, he's a burden bearer. Anybody here? No, he's a way maker. Anybody in the building? No, he's a provider. Anybody here right now? No, he's a doctor. Anybody know he can heal? Anybody know he can heal? Anybody ever call him? Anybody ever call him? But do you mind? Do you mind if I call him? Do you mind? Do you mind? Let me call him. Can I call him? Can I call him? Can I call him? For United States. Can I call him? For I'm a soldier tonight. Can I call him? Just for you tonight. I
call him. I call him. I call him
Jesus
in the morning. I call him
Jesus
in the noonday. I call him. I call him. I call him
Jesus
in the morning. I call him when the sun goes.
Call on Jesus,
he'll be right there.
When you call that name,
he'll be right there.
When you call on Jesus,
he'll be right
go
there.
Go ahead and call.
Call on Jesus, he'll be right there.
Go ahead and call.
Call on Jesus, he'll be right there.
When your money gives money,
he'll be right there.
Change things kind of strange,
he'll be right there.
You got to call the name. Pastor Sean Jones, nigga. Come on here, nigga. When you call on the master,
he'll be right there.
When you call on the master,
he'll be right there.
When you call on the master,
he'll be right there.
All you got to do is call on Jesus. When they rock you to sleep, you can call them. When your friends get you, don't know what to do, just call that man. You can call him. There is power in that name. So much power in the name of Jesus. He'll be there. When I call on Jesus. No.
us to the top of the hour. I'm Melissa C. Hope that you're having a great day. If you would like to make a request, feel free to call me at 347-215-8049. Now let's get back to more music with Melissa C.
Mm-hmm. what he's done for others, and he'll do the same for you, the same for you. Great people, help me say, whatever you're going through, friend, not my brother, he'll bring you through.
I know that God
bring you through. I got one more verse I want to say. Look ahead.
Ooh.
There have been times in all of our lives when we thought we couldn't make it and we just couldn't take it. But I came to tell you, that's when Jesus came and he pulled us through. Put us all through.
Drake,
oh, come on.
Be not dismayed.
Yes, sir.
In bad times. Oh, beneath his wings.
Yes.
His love abides. Oh, yeah.
God,
he will bring
you. Oh, yes, he will. Touch your neighbor real quick and just tell him. Tell him, I know. Come on, say.
I know.
Tell them, say, I know
that God
I know that God. I don't care what you're doing, you have to win.
I know that God.
Can I tell you what he'll bring you through? Can I tell you? Right here, through the storm. The situation is, I came to tell you, God
will bring you through.
Drake, come and help me sing tonight.
My God will bring you through.
Anybody know the Lord will, he'll bring you through, yeah.
God will bring you through.
I know you hear me talking to you. Anybody know the Lord will, yeah.
My God will bring you through.
There's no problem too hard, no.
God will bring you through.
No problem too big.
My God will bring you through.
There's no problem too small.
God will bring you through.
There's no problem too hard for my God.
My God will bring you through.
You ought to turn to your neighbor and tell him, say, God will, he will. Yes, he will. That same God that delivered Moses, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That same God that got Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, yeah. Listen, that same God that was in the lion's den with Daniel, yes, sir. He'll bring you through, yeah, yeah.
We'll bring you through.
I believe he will. He'll bring you through, yeah, yeah.
My God will bring you through.
Mr. Drake, come on, give him my hand, y'all. Don't worry about what you're going through.
God will bring you through.
I believe he's gonna deliver.
Yes,
right,
he will.
My God, you ought to tell somebody, he may not come when you want him to come.
Come right on, son, yeah, yeah. God will bring you.
there's somebody here tonight.
My God will bring you through.
Going through a situation. I dare you to lift that hand up tonight.
God will bring you through.
You're lifting that hand up to say, Lord, I surrender to you tonight.
My God will bring you through.
Encourage that neighbor next to you while you got that hand up.
God will bring you through.
Grab that neighbor by the hand and lift that hand up like this.
My God will bring you through.
And say, neighbor,
neighbor,
say, neighbor,
God,
say, neighbor,
will bring you through.
This hand you're holding,
hand you're holding,
has been through trials,
been through,
has been
God
through tribulations. But you're looking at a miracle
looking
tonight.
Miracle.
You're looking at somebody standing right here. Oh, that he brought me. Say, he brought me. He brought me. He brought me. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Through.
We gotta go, y'all. We gotta go.
Don't worry, don't worry.
God,
I feel that.
Bring you through.
Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry.
My God will bring you through.
Don't put your trust. Don't put your trust in your money now, now,
God
now.
God will bring you through.
Don't put your trust in your own ability. Yeah, yeah.
My God will bring you through.
I dare you now to put your trust. What's your trust? What's your trust? What's your trust in the Lord? Now, now. Anybody trusted in the Lord? Anybody trusted in the Lord?
Calling.
I'm
wherever you lead, please believe I'll follow. Send your anointing. Lord, speak to me, got my feet, I'll go. Yeah.
Until
you tell me.
You can,
I know you can,
can.
I've got more music coming your way on this beautiful day. I hope your day is fine. We've got to take a break to the station ID. We'll be right back right after this.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
If you would like, feel free to write us at our mailing address by NFI Radio Gospel Network, P.O. Box 97651, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27624. You can also join us on our website at nfiradio.com. You're catching the wave with Melissa C.
Well, he didn't have to do it, but he did. Come on, y'all, help me say it. Yeah, hey, he didn't have to do it, but he did. What did he do, y'all?
Woke me up this morning.
Well, help me church in this house tonight. I bet he healed my body.
just do it, Lord.
Do it, Lord.
Stop our church house.
Do it, Jesus.
Just come on, Lord.
Do it, Lord.
We need your power.
Do it, Jesus.
Talking about the Holy Ghost power.
Do it, Lord.
Talking about the Holy Ghost power.
Do it, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Do it, Lord.
Just come on down.
Do it, Jesus.
We need your mercy.
Do it, Lord.
We need your grace. Right now, Lord.
Do it, Jesus.
Just come on, Jesus.
Do it, Lord.
Just come on, Jesus.
Do it, Jesus.
I want you to do it.
Do it, Lord.
I need you right now.
Do it, Jesus.
I need you right now.
Do it, Lord.
Come on, Jesus.
Do it, Jesus.
Stop by, Lord.
Do it, Lord.
Come on, Jesus, and
do it for me.
Come on.
Proverbs 15:13 says, a right looking first to the highway of the upright. He's got hardest from all evil. He that keepeth his way, preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and a hankering spirit before the fall. Let me move down to 16 and 29. There's a violent man entereth his neighbor, y'all, and lendeth him into the way that is not good. Let me tell you this, a fool enter into contention, and his mouth causes a stroke. A fool's mouth is his own destruction, but his lips are snare to his own soul. Stay hot, and if you're cold, stay cold. You can't be lukewarm, cause it's coming back. I'ma keep it real with y'all. Stop running around with somebody else's wife. Young women, leave the men alone. Stay off your telephone. I'm talking about the thing that you know is wrong. I'ma go ahead and tell you one more time. You need to do right, do right. Young folks, do right.
This is Melissa C. Let's go back old school with a song I know you will enjoy.
You don't knock,
don't knock, just walk on in
the door.
The door to heaven, then
that door,
the love and joy for you
to share.
To share the whole day through.
I know
my friends are there
to rest.
To rest in heaven, that
you don't knock.
Rain, push your hole, the door's wide open, waiting for you to blow it on out. You just walk on in.
I'ma walk Christ's winding road.
Oh yeah.
Short to read it slow.
Oh yeah.
Travel both night and day.
Oh yeah.
So tired, could only pray.
Yeah.
She's my light, my guide.
Oh yeah.
Ever by my side.
Oh yeah.
I'm walking, I'm knocking into heaven with pride.
Oh,
get home now.
Walk on in.
The door.
The door to heaven is in.
There's love.
There's love and joy for you.
To share.
To share the whole day through.
I know
my friends are there.
To rest.
To rest in a heavenly nest.
Get home now.
Ring. Push your hole. The door's wide open. I'm waiting for you so you don't knock. You just walk on in.
I have no need to fear.
Oh yeah.
He is ever near.
Oh yeah.
He'll know my work was true.
Oh yeah.
So glad the day is through.
Yeah.
Word for me to say.
Oh yeah.
Didn't think I'd make my way.
Oh yeah.
So I'm walking, not knocking into heaven. Goodbye.
Why?
You don't knock.
You don't knock. Just walk on in.
The door.
The door.
Mama, I try.
will climb the rugged hill.
Join us at NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. I'm Melissa C. Join me Mondays through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. You can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Join us as we touch and agree by faith, believing for your miraculous deliverance and healing. As we join together in unity, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ. Come and join right now, live. 30 minutes, power of prayer. Let's go live.
Hello, Victorious Ones. How are you doing? I want us to pray for the children. Someone posted a video about children being abducted, being murdered, and being robbed of their organs. Now, I've seen this over the years, so this is nothing new. But as warriors, I want us to pray for our children. We don't want them to be hurt. We don't want them to be kidnapped. We don't want them to be abused. We don't want them to die prematurely. Amen. And so I want you to touch and agree with me for our children. And so I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning. Oh God, we thank you, Father God, for your love, for your kindness, for your mercy, for your grace. Father God, we ask you, oh God, to forgive us, oh God, of all of our sins. Please cleanse us, O God, of all unrighteousness, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we cover ourselves in the blood. We cover our families in the blood. We cover our spouse in the blood. We cover our children in the blood, family and friends in the blood. We cover our community in the blood. We cover our co-workers in the blood, Father. We cover our neighbors, O God, in the blood. Father, we cover the body of Christ in the blood. Father, I cover the person who's listening to me. I cover them in the blood, along with their household, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for warrior angels to be released, oh God, right now to fight for our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Right now, we release our children from any inherited bondage and limitation in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, please send your acts of fire to the foundation of their lives, oh God, and please destroy every evil plantation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we release our children from the grip of any problem, oh God, that was transferred to them, oh God, even in the womb, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we break and loose our children. We set them free right now from every inherited evil covenant in the name of Jesus. Father God, we burn every demonic chain, oh God, to ashes, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. We break and loose our children and set them free from every inherited evil curse in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for delivering our children, oh God. Father God, right now we bind every strong man that's trying to hold them back. We bind these strong men right now and cast them to the abyss in the name of Jesus Christ. We paralyze them. We destroy their powers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, let the roots of family witchcraft, oh God, be uprooted, oh God, from the foundation of their lives right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. I thank you for hearing, oh God, my prayer, oh God. Right now, Father God, we ask, oh God, that you'll break any curse of rejection, oh God, that came upon our children, oh God, from the womb, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Back to Adam and Eve, oh God. We break all curses of deformity, infirmity, and sickness, oh God. That's in their bloodline, oh God. Back to Adam and Eve, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we release our children from every inherited disease in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We break and loose them right now from anything, oh God, that's blocking them, oh God, from growing in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We destroy any demonic hindrances, oh God. Every demonic hindrances, oh God, we command the spirit of death and hell to loose its hold upon their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Let them go. We break every demonic circle in their lives right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, break every curse of automatic failure, oh God. Automatic failure mechanism, oh God, that's working, oh God, against them right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus, oh God. We release blessings upon our children. Break every curse, oh God. I bind every spirit of abduction. Yes, I bind and cast you into the abyss. Every evil spirit, every spirit of murder and death and sickness and every fornication spirit, every lying and deceptive spirit, every rebellious spirit, proud spirit, I bind and cast you into the abyss in the name of Jesus. And I release the Holy Ghost upon our children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Right now, I Father God, I silence every evil dog that's barking against our children's breakthrough in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, let every agent of disgrace, backwardness, and shame, Father God, that's released against our children, oh God, be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Anything that, any disgrace that the enemy has released upon our children, every backwardness and shame that the enemy has released upon our children, we destroy now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray that you will raise them up, oh God, and you will, like you did, oh God, with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray that you'll pour down wisdom upon our children and understanding, oh God, holiness and truth, oh God. I pray, dear God, that the scales will fall from their eyes, oh God, that you restore their soul, oh God. Deliver them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, cause them to be extraordinary in school, in the workplace, in their families, oh God, in ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Set them ablaze with your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name, Father God, cause them to fulfill their divine purpose, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that our children, oh God, will hunger and thirst after righteousness, oh God, and that you will fill them up, oh God. I pray, dear God, that you will open up divine doors, oh God, for them, oh God. Blessed doors. Father God, promote divine possibilities, oh God, in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Right now, we destroy every covenant, oh God, that's not of you, oh God, that's over our children, oh God. We break these covenants right now with water spirits, desert spirits, witchcraft spirits. Father God, any spirit that's not of you, oh God, serpent spirits, we bind and cast them into the abyss in the name of Jesus. And I release the Holy Ghost upon our children, every unconscious evil soul tie and covenant with these spirits right now. We destroy right now in the name of Jesus. We burn to ashes with Holy Ghost fire, every soul tie, every cord, every evil cord right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. I thank you, Father, that our children, oh God, are protected as they're going to school, oh God, coming from school, protected in the schools, protected in the classrooms, the cafeteria, the bathrooms, oh God, protected in any office they go into, oh God, protected. Father God, open up the minds of their understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that they'll begin to hunger for knowledge, oh God, so that they can begin to be educated, oh God. I come against every learning disability spirit. I bind and cast you into the abyss. I pray, dear God, that you will show our children how they learn best, oh God, and that they will tap into it, oh God, and that they'll begin to understand their lessons, oh God. I pray, dear God, that they will walk in obedience, oh God, to their parents, honoring their parents, oh God, honoring leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I break the backbone of rebellion right now, stubbornness and pride. I bind and cast you into the abyss in the name of Jesus Christ. I destroy every witchcraft that has been released against our children. Burn to ashes in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for raising up our children. I burn up every demonic egg. I burn up every demonic root. I burn up every demonic seed. I burn everything, oh God, that's not of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we plant your word, oh God, in their hearts, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, that you are causing them to be connected to you, and they're bearing much fruit, oh God, in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They will live holy. They will live holy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Our children are going forward in you, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for the favor that's on their lives, oh God, that they will not live in poverty. I bind every poverty spirit and cast them into the abyss. And I decree and I declare that our children will be prosperous. Prosperous, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Their foundation is pure. Purified with the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you're shining your light, oh God, in their souls, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that you're uprooting the root cause of any chronic failures, oh God, in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name, you're restoring our children, oh God, restoring the years of conqueror worms ate up in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you're promoting them, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that you're healing every damage that was done to them, oh God. And you're protecting them, oh God, from abuse, oh God, and neglect, oh God, hatred, oh God. I pray to God that they will not be bullied, oh God. I pray, Father God, that they will not allow themselves to be bullied, oh God, but they will rise up and speak out against wickedness, oh God. I pray to God that you give them strong spirits, oh God, that the enemy can't mess with them, oh God, and that they'll rise up in the spirit of Jehu, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, I cover this prayer in the blood, oh God, and there will be no backlash or retaliation. I decree and declare that our children are walking in the spirit and they're not fulfilling the lust of their flesh. Father God, we know, Father God, the works of the flesh, oh God, are lust. Father God, lust against the, Father God, lust and all kind of wickedness, oh God. So Father God, we pray, dear God, that they will crucify their flesh, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that they will say no to adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelry, oh God, and all such spirits, oh God, and fleshly behavior. I pray, Father God, that they will say no. I bind these spirits and cast them to the abyss, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, that our children are crucifying their flesh, oh God. Father God, according to Galatians, oh God, Galatians 5, oh God, and I pray, Father God, that you pour out your spirit on them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that they will be led by the spirit, Father God, and not by the law, oh God, and not by their flesh, that they will walk in love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you raise them up in ministry, oh God, that they will be your pastors and teachers, oh God, evangelists, oh God. Apostles, oh God. Father God, I pray, dear God, that they will be your prophets, oh God, that they will work in the kingdom, oh God, that they will love you more than the world. Father, that they will want you more than the world, oh God, that they will start reading their word and fasting and praying, oh God, and hungering for you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we destroy every shadow that's fallen on our children. In the name of Jesus, Father God, surround them with a hedge of protection, oh God, and a hedge of thorn, oh God, so that they would not go down the wicked path, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Keep them safe, oh God, like you did with Jabez, oh God. Father God, we pray the prayer of Jabez over them, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless them indeed. Bless them indeed, oh God, according to 1 Chronicles 4:10. Father God, bless them and enlarge their territories, oh God. Keep your hands upon them, oh God. Keep them from safe, Father God, from harm, oh God. Keep them free from harm, oh God. I pray, Father God, you keep pain away from them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that you are granting their request, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, that you are answering this prayer by fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you in advance, oh God, for the mighty breakthrough and deliverance you're doing for our children. Father God, on this day, September 17, 2017, I decree and I declare, oh God, that you are doing a great thing in our children. Even though some of them have been brought low, you're bringing them up high because we know that the seed is low, the root is low. But Father God, great things come out of the seed and from the root, oh God. And so I pray to God that you would transform every low situation, Father God, that's in their lives, oh God, into elevation. Cause them to rise up on wings as eagles, oh God. I pray to God that they will begin to grow high as the oak tree, the oaks of righteousness, oh God, that you're calling them to be, oh God. Father God, I pray to God that they will have favor, oh God, and increase in their lives, oh God. I pray to God that you begin to speak them through dreams and visions, oh God. I pray to God that you pour out your spirit upon them, oh God, like you promised in the book of Joel, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that there will be a blessing to their parents, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you would give them supernatural wisdom and knowledge and understanding and obedience, oh God, and gratitude. Help them to be grateful for what they have, oh God, being thankful and blessing your name, praising your name, oh God, forever. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Heal them of every hurt, oh God. Heal their broken hearts, oh God. renew their minds, oh God. Those who have emotional issues and mental illness, heal them, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, heal their bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Bless them, oh God. May they grow up and get married to godly spouse, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And have blessed children, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Raise them up as your entrepreneurs, oh God. Yes, Lord. Let them not get trapped, oh God, working 9 to 5, oh God, but raise them up, oh God, to be great business owners, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, let them be better, oh God, than we are, oh God. Let them excel, oh God, in their spiritual lives, oh God, in their families, oh God. Father God, in their careers, oh God. Let them excel, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cause them to write books for you, oh God. Cause them, oh God, to invent, Father God, invent different devices, oh God, just to be inventors, oh God. Let them do great things for you in the name of Jesus. Raise them up to be the Moses of their generation, Abraham, Joseph, Father God. Even the woman with the issue of blood, how she humbled herself. Father God, and when she went low, you caused her to be high, oh God, by healing her. Cause our children, oh God, to humble themselves in prayer and get their victory on their knees, praying, fasting. Father God, cause them to be like Mary Magdalene, oh God, when she was transformed. Father God, cause them, oh God, to be like Mary, oh God, who poured out the oil, oh God, from the alabaster box, oh God. Cause them to be your Joshuas, oh God, and your Deborahs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you. Protect their bodies. Let them not be robbed of their organs, oh God. Let the doctors not experiment on us and our families, oh God, ever again, oh God, giving us the wrong medication and trying to get us to be sick so that they can get us to buy medication so they can get money from us, oh God. Father God, destroy the works of darkness, oh God, that's in this world, oh God. Protect the righteous, oh God, and save those who are connected to us, oh God. Save them in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that God, you send godly friends to our children. Godly friends, oh God, to them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray that God, that they'll walk by faith. That they'll believe in you, oh God. That, Father God, they'll believe in the Lord Jesus. And so their whole household can be saved. According to Acts 16:31. Father God, you said that for us too. That if we believe in you, Father God, Father, believe in Jesus. Will be saved, Father God, and our households will be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you'll bless us and keep us and make your face to shine upon us, oh God, and be gracious to us, Father God. Turn your face toward us and give us peace, oh God, according to Numbers 6, oh God, 24 to 26, oh God. I pray that our children will be courageous, oh God, strong and courageous, oh God, not afraid and not discouraged, oh God, because you are with them, oh God. Help them to know, oh God, that you are with them wherever they go, oh God, according to Joshua 1:9, oh God. I pray, dear God, that they will be content with you, according to Hebrews 13, oh God, that they will just be content, oh God, with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will speak positive words, oh God, and inspire others, according to Ephesians 4:29, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, they'll be faithful to you, oh God. Father God, according to the 1 Samuel 12, oh God, 12:24, oh God. Pray, Father God, that your favor will be with them, oh God. According to Psalm 5:12, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Pray, Father God, they will be quick to repent when they mess up, oh God, and ask you to forgive them, oh God. According to 1 John 1:9, oh God. Pray, Father God, that they'll be fruitful, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and that they will have godly relationships, oh God, according to Proverbs 13:20, oh God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, that they are in good health, oh God, and their souls are prospering, according to 3 John 1:2, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that they're walking in humility, oh God, according to Philippians 2, oh God, 3-4, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That they're walking humbly before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that they have integrity, according to Proverbs 10:9, and that they have your joy and they're strong, according to Nehemiah 8:10, oh God. Thank you, Father God, that they are kind, according to Ephesians 4:32, oh God, and that they're walking in love, oh God, because you love them, oh God, according to 1 John 3:1, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Father God, that they're obedient, oh God, according to Ephesians 6:1, oh God, and that they're patient, oh God, according to James 1:19, oh God. Father God, thank you, Father God, that they are protected, oh God, according to Psalm 91, oh God, and that they have peace, oh God, because their minds are on you, oh God, according to Isaiah 26:3, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you're providing for them, oh God, according to Philippians 4:19, that they're pure, oh God, according to Psalm 119, oh God, verse 9, oh God. Thank you, Father God, that they have a purpose, oh God, and they will be successful, according to Jeremiah 29:11, oh God. Thank you, Father God, that they're showing respect to others, oh God, according to 1 Peter 2:17. I thank you, Father God, that you're saving our children, oh God, according to John 3:16, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you. Thank you, Father God, for filling them with wisdom, oh God, according to Proverbs 9:10, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This will be the year, Father God, we're going to see a change in our children, a change in our children, a change in our children, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Favor is going with them, oh God. Restoration, Father God, is following them, oh God. Your Holy Spirit, oh God, is being poured out upon them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, heal their hearts, deliver them, oh God, set them free. Hallelujah. We rejoice in that then. Amen.
To lift your voice now and embrace this place. Come on. You have access into the presence of God. I need every worshiper to saturate this room with worship. Oh God, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. Come on, I can't hear you. Open your mouth. Your worship in the room. Oh, come on, I need a worshiper to raise up a worship in the presence of God. You're welcome here, you're welcome here. You're welcome here, you're welcome here. Woo! Hey! Yes, God! I love this place. Here in one place, I love this place. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for receiving me. Anybody just grateful? I know I don't deserve it, but I love this place. Here in one.
Obedience.
Just release it out of your mouth. Somebody do it. Guess what? Because he didn't have to accept you. Sometimes we get just too familiar with the presence of God. And we ought to just take a thought back about a year ago when I was way out of your will. But I thank you for accepting me. When a lot of people turn their backs on me, I thank you for receiving me. I love this place. Here in one place. You say, I love this place. Every hand lifted now, tell them, thank you for accepting me. Last time, thank you for receiving me. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. Standing here, not knowing how. We'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over.
Lord, you.
Standing here,
only because
you made a way.
And you
Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
The world, the people, our children, the school, the church, the government, where are we headed in this society? Join us on To Beat the Odds, the number one talk show on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, with a live panel of men and women speaking on various topics. Back with us from Fort Washington, Maryland, it's Reverend Robert E. Ellison, the author of The Biblical Insight of Coping with Chaos. Also joining us from Florida, Mr. L.A. He is an instructor for men and women, helping them and teaching them how to build their own solar energy home around the world. Also joining us out of Greensboro, North Carolina, he is a mentor for the young men in Greensboro, Mr. Michael Booker. She's from Raleigh, North Carolina, Elder Curry Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry. Joining us also from Gunner, North Carolina, Pastor Rayshon McCoy, pastor of the Berean Holy Temple Church. Also joining us, he's been with the National Guard numerous of years, from Kinston, North Carolina, Mr. Gary Gardner. Let's talk about it. Real facts. The government, the White House, the church, the school, the jobs, society, and the people around the world. Where are we headed at this time? Are these perilous times? We'll be right back with the topic right here on To Beat the Odds, the number one talk show on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, right after this.
What if there was an airline that let you bring up to 4 bags for free? There isn't. But there is Amtrak, where your first 4 bags are free and you travel with no middle seats and first-class legroom. Break the travel quo with Amtrak.
All right. Well, we are live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and once again want to thank all of you so much for joining us this morning on a wonderful Monday as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we're going to get right into it, and many of you know, and you've seen the post, this morning's topic: have the church lost its influence? Have the church lost its influence? And many of you are able to go to church, the church of your choice, and you're going to church each and every week, and in Bible study, even online, as well as you're listening to others come forth with the Word of God. So it's not stopping the Word of God going forth, this virus, this spirit that has surfaced. So we are so grateful that know that we have a awesome Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now I want to welcome each and every one of the panel this morning, and want to thank all of you for joining us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. All right. Well, I'm going to ask Brother Gary if you would lead us in a short prayer, and we're going to get right into the topic.
Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
Lord, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lord, thank you for this time of communication. God, we give you glory in this conversation. Open our ears, open our minds. Let us receive, Lord, if in your word, this message between all the saints here. We thank you for the head man of this show. Thank you for his insight. And we just thank you, God, for each person here. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. All right, well, the topic this morning
Many of you looked at the post, and those of you, we want you to call in and express your comment. The topic this morning, have the church lost its influence? Have the church lost its influence? All right, Brother Booker, have the church lost its influence? Have you seen any changes, not just when the virus came, but have you seen the change in the previous years?
I really see you, Reverend Kearney, and everyone on the panel. So glad to be here this morning. And I would definitely say the church has lost some of its influence.
Amen.
Our influence, not only does our influence supposed to be within our households, but our influence is supposed to spread wherever we are.
Amen.
You know, we're supposed to be displaying Jesus Christ, lifting him up wherever we are, in our workplace, you know, when we're in the marketplace, wherever we are, Reverend Kearney, that influence should be there. But unfortunately, the influence is not there like it used to be. And the reason I say that is because, you know, once upon a time, in the 20s and 30s and 40s, when they were making the old movies, they had a standard that they had to abide by because the influence of the church would not allow Hollywood to display lewdness, you know, and tempting things as far as revealing women, revealing clothes, and there was a certain spot they couldn't go past, and that was because of the influence of the church. There were certain things in society people just didn't do. There were certain things in society, in our neighborhood, that you just didn't see. You may have saw a little bit of it, but it wasn't in an abundance like it is now. Why? Because that was because of the influence of the church. But now in this day and time, it's like the roles have flipped. And now the world is influencing the church.
Amen.
When the church is influencing the world. And now that's why we have lawlessness in the streets. That's why we have all this idolatry going on. That's why we're in the midst of one of the most intense sexual revolutions this world has ever seen. Everything is being sexualized. And you have to ask yourself, where is the influence of the church? But now let me say this. We're talking about the church, but now the influence of the kingdom of God is still intact.
Amen.
Jesus' influence is still intact. And there will be a great harvest coming out of these last days. But it's a different type of influence that's going forward now. It's like this influence is almost kind of went underground, Reverend Kearney, but I would say mainstream, yes, the church has lost its influence.
Amen, amen, amen. Very well spoken, and want to thank you for that comment. Brother Gary, have the church lost its influence? Have you seen any changes? We know I'm going to talk about that a little later before we end. And are people losing their influence? Is the church losing its influence?
Yes, sir. Good morning, panel. Yes, sir. I would have to agree with Brother Bullock there. Influences comes in many ways to the church, from the people. First, let's go to the top, from the pastors, because the pastors set the precedent. Amen? From the pastors, the lay members, and so on. So influence comes in through many ways. But as he said, the standard of the kingdom still remains. Glory to God. You know, you may change everything else, but that standard of the kingdom still remains. But we have, I think, have backed up from setting the standards. You know, leaders ought to do one or two things, and quite a few of you here are leaders. You are to teach in season, out of season, and to teach, train, and then let the people themselves go forth. I'm not putting that in order, but I'm just saying. But anyway, influence comes by what we say, what we do, and what we allow to, what we participate in. And a lot of the church has allowed the world to just come in. We haven't set the standard. We set the standard to a point if they are coming on their own idea, but there's a standard that should be set and should remain. For if not, you know, the house will be overtaken. And how can you overtake a strong man house unless you bound him? We've been bound, saints. We've been bound. Not only by the virus, before the virus came, we were bound before then because of the standards. So influences come in, like the brother said, through TV, how what we participate in, and that can, you know, it just influences us. Because we're supposed to set the standard, the ideal person, you know. But because of our lack of influence or teaching or knowledge, it's just not happening. So. But there are some still standing up, holding the banner. Don't let just this one topic. There are a lot of us still holding the banner. So, but it's just something to think about. You know, this is a panel that we talk, but it's something to just think about. If you're a leader, if you're in any way carrying the cross, which should be all of us, because all bear the cross. Pick up your cross. We all bear the cross. So if you're bearing the cross, we should all be thinking about this. Thank you.
Amen. Very well spoken. You remind me of my motto. I have a standard to keep and a God to glorify. And I believe that we should all have a standard to keep and a God to glorify, that even though there may be some that walk away from you because they don't want to set that standard to move themselves into for the glory of God, and we still got to love them anyway. Elder Harris, God bless you and welcome back. And I know you want to share your and opinion and express your comment.
Okay. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah. I would like to say that if we don't open our mouth, we influence people. Like, for instance, I was sitting in a beauty shop, and we were all looking at a fashion magazine. And I was dressed like everybody else. I had on sneakers, a jean skirt, and a T-shirt. And we were just talking about fashions, and the young lady looked up at me and said, "You a preacher?" I said, "Do I look like one?" And she said, "No, sir, but it's something different. See, there should be something so different about us, just being in folks' presence, should Amen. Influence them. I can walk into a room where the young men are with the pants hanging down under their bottom. All of a sudden, they start pulling the pants up. And I didn't say a word. I just walked in and put a smile on my face and say, "Hey, how y'all doing?" And they start fixing the clothes. And but then, too, we have to look at the fact that in my day, see, I can say that because I'm probably old enough for most of you guys' mom. And, The people now are not training their children the way they did in my day. Because
Amen.
In my day, if your child was at my house and they did something along with my children, I'd spank all of them and send them home. And now if you spank somebody's child, even if you speak to somebody's child about something they've done wrong, the parent is up in your face, want to cuss you out and stuff. But we have to set a standard for our own self, because we got to understand the church is not a building somewhere. Everywhere we go, we take the church with us because we are the church.
Amen.
And we need to live a holy life. And nobody's perfect. The word said only Jesus was perfect. None is perfect but the Father. But we need to set a standard and live that standard. The young man, I was sick. Ooh, I was so sick last week. And the man called, and I was talking to this young man, and he said, I got something that'll get rid of that cold for you. He said, I'll bring it by your house. I said, you ain't coming up in my house. I said, thank you for the offer. I said, I will meet you and get it. But I don't allow men to come in my house that I'm not related to. And I heard in his voice a different respect than I had previously heard. He had never said anything out of the way to me. But there was something different about the way he addressed me after I told him, nope, you can't come in my house. And we have to set that standard and stand on it. And that's all I'm going to say right now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We're going to take a 30-second break, and we're going to come back with the man himself from Fort Washington, Maryland, Reverend Robert E. Ellison. He is the author of The Biblical Insight of Coping with Chaos. And hear his comment right after the break. We'll be right back. Right after this.
We'll be right back with more right after this important message.
This was so easy.
That was quick.
No envelopes to lick, no deposit slips to fill out.
A lot less paper to deal with.
I'd like that.
I just feed in my check, feed the cash right in, and
boom.
There it goes.
It reads my check, counts my cash.
Adds it all up.
How does it do that?
It even shows me what kind of bills I deposited.
420, 110, 25.
Amazing.
Look, there's a check right on the receipt.
Genius.
Fast, easy.
I could get used to this.
Quick and easy ATM deposits with Bank of America.
All right, we are back. And once again, want to thank all of you so much for joining us on this wonderful day. As we give God the praise and we are having a wonderful time. You're tuned in to Beat the Odds, the number one talk show here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network with this awesome live panel of men and women. And this morning's topic, have the church lost its influence? And now let's get back to the topic. And I'm going to ask Reverend Robert Ellison. Reverend Ellison.
Yes, praise the Lord. Good morning to all. Morning. Wonderful to be here with you once again. Before I begin, I'd like to say that I don't want to paint individual churches with a broad brush, so we're speaking the church body as a whole. There are some churches that are trying to do what thus saith the Lord, and there are some churches that have been deceived. So with that, once again, Reverend Kearney, you've brought to us a very, and if you'll excuse my quote, a loaded question here. And so I'm going to try to answer this in grace and with all humility. And with that, without being dogmatic, I'm just going to go straight to the Word of God. This is the Apostle Paul's response to a young pastor in the city of Ephesus, whose name was Timothy. And in 1 Timothy 4, Paul tells Timothy that he has gotten word expressly from the Spirit, explicitly from the Spirit, to speak on these things in latter times or last days. So what I'd like the audience to know is that the last days has been taking place since the crucifixion of Christ. For the past 2,000 years, we, in effect, have been living in the last days. But in this particular time, it's a unique time like no other time in history that we are presently living in. So this is what Paul says to Timothy in his day. He says that in the latter times, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. So back to what Brother Booker spoke about earlier, during the past few decades, the church has been falling down this slippery slope. It, in fact, has been following, up to now, doctrines, some churches following doctrines of demons or led astray literally by false doctrine, false gospels, or a false gospel, and the word itself has become watered down. It has been diluted to where it has little or no power. In the book of Revelation, Revelation 3, the Lord Jesus Christ tells John to write letters to seven churches of Asia Minor. Two of those churches Jesus saw favor in. The other five he had things against. In Revelation 3, verse 14, he speaks of the church of Laodicea. The church of Laodicea is one of the churches that I mentioned just a few moments ago, where they are led by the laity or the diocese. They are led by doctrines of men. It is a church that is led by doctrines, in fact, of demons or devils. It is a church that has been deceived. It is a feel-good church. Whatever tickles the ear is what gets people's attention. So they heap upon themselves, as Paul tells Timothy, teachers that tells them what they want to hear. And so this is the world that we're living in. And based on what I just said, according to Scripture in the Church of Laodicea, it is all being played out in our streets, in our homes, the way that we conduct our lives, because there has been a falling away from the truth. There has been a falling away from sound doctrine. And so this is what we must be mindful of, especially now. We need to be on our knees praying that the Lord, first of all, that we would repent from our sins. Second of all, that God would give us a spirit of discernment. For those who do not have it, we need to get it. Because without that spirit of discernment, we will be led astray by doctrines of demons and devils. We spoke a few weeks ago, and I'm going to say this, and it'll probably step on a lot of people's toes, but we talked about Black Lives Matter. We talked about the church not being or should not be a part of that movement for the express reason, as you can see how it's played out over the week since we've had the airing of that program in a very negative way. And so when the church attaches itself to worldly movements and worldly doctrines, doctrines of demons and devils, then the church looks bad behind that. It's like Brother Booker said, the church, in fact, becomes like the world. So we don't want to do that because of what we're seeing played out. One thing I'd like to add to this, the Black Lives Matter, and I wasn't even looking for it, but it just found me for some reason. A video is out now of Black Lives Matter. One of the co-founders, the leader, or one of the leaders of Black Lives Matter, on a video chat with another person. And she's talking about actually summoning in spirits in order to talk to a person that has been killed or dead, a dead individual, okay, a deceased individual, and she's able to talk to this person by way of spirits. So we have to be careful who we are led by. And so many churches, so many pastors have been deceived into following groups such as this. Now, this is, I'm not trying to beat up on pastors, because they have a very tough job. And they have to walk a very fine line, a thin line. But see, there comes a time when you have to stand for the truth. There comes a time when you have to do what thus saith the Lord. And so this is what the word does. It divides. Jesus said, I did not come to bring peace, but I bring a sword. So when he comes with the truth, it's going to offend some people. But on the other hand, it's going to bring blessing to his church.
Amen.
So this is where we must stand. This is where we must maintain the line and not fall into the deceptions of this world. One final thing. In 2 Thessalonians 2, Paul talks of the falling away or the apostasia. This is not a doctrinal falling away that Paul is talking about in 2 Thessalonians 2, but a falling away, a pulling away, a snatching away of the church itself. That's in reference to the rapture of the church that is soon to come. Mm-hmm. Many people think that we will, in the last days, there will be a revival. And we pray for revival. We should always pray for revival. But as I have studied in depth, there will not be a revival in this, the way, in the world in which we live presently. But during the tribulation period, there will be a great revival for those who are left behind and are being persecuted by the Antichrist. There will be a great revival in that day. And 144 Jewish evangelists will be bringing that revival by preaching and teaching the pure, unadulterated word of God. There will be angels flying in heaven. At the same time, an angel flies around in the heavens preaching the word of God. So there will be a great revival during that time. But I got news for you, church. We won't be here. The church will not be here. It will be snatched away, harpazo, snatched away prior to that time. So I know I've said a little bit more than I should have said in this, as I always do, but please forgive me for that. These are words that had to be said, and this is what the Spirit has given me to speak this morning. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. We want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Ellison. Wonderfully spoken, and we definitely receive that. Those of you, if you have a comment, you want to express your concern, you can call right now live at 347-215-8049. Again, that number, 347-215-8049. Inviting you as well as we talk about this topic, because it's important coming up November. Everybody's listening over the radio, the media about voting. We're seeing the candidates that are running. And this ties all into this because it's important to realize and understand who's running and what they represent. What type of influence they're carrying with them as they run as a candidate. And we know there are certain things that are we're looking at on both candidates, and I've heard others say that, well, I don't know who to vote for. Some things I stand for with them and some I don't. But which one, even though it may not, no one's perfect, but even though, which one comes to stand on the word of God? Which one is in line with God's word that is a influence to the word of God and sticking with the Bible, not according to what man wants to change, such as if you are standing in the church and we are to set an example. There are going to be some that come, and they say, well, I don't want to reach out for that person. But if this person is believing in same-sex marriage, if this person is believing in abortion, if this person is believing in some of the biblical words that the Lord has spoken and know that it's not right, and we tie ourselves as Christians in the church the influence of that falls back on others if we bring it inside of the church. Brother Booker, I know you can help me out here.
Well, you know, Reverend Kearney, you know, we all are going to be held accountable, and we all are responsible for the influence that we have over others, and vice versa. I like to think of myself, I'm not what you would call a Democrat. I'm not what you would call a Republican. I'm what you would call a patriot. You know, I'm an advocate for the Constitution. And when I look at what we have to work with out here in this political landscape, one thing I do is the way part of the way I discern is I listen to what they say, but I watch more of what they do. I hear what they say, because Jesus said you'll know them by their fruit, not how gifted they are, not how eloquent they speak, you know, not how well they can conduct this or do that. He says simply by their fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Because fruit is one thing. Good fruit is one thing. The enemy can't bear. That's the only he's gifted. The enemy's gifted. He's talented. He's brilliant. He's all these other things. But Jesus located, he locked down the one thing that the devil cannot produce, and that's good fruit. I look at the fruit. I look at their behavior. I hear what they say, but I don't let that sway me. I'm looking at something more than what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at what they're doing. And see, that's why we have to be careful in this political landscape, but there's a whole lot of people talking about a whole lot of stuff. You know, there are people on the Internet and on Twitter and on Instagram and on Facebook. They call them influencers. And the reason they call them influencers is because they're able to connect with people doing certain things. And companies pay these people money to influence. Same for politics. But the greatest influencer should be the Holy Spirit. That should be the greatest influencer in our lives. See, when the Holy Spirit is not the greatest influencer, we have a problem. So I look at the political landscape, Reverend Kearney, and I see who's doing what. And when I see somebody lining up with the Word of God, now they ain't perfect. They may be off on a few minor things, but it's the major things I'm looking at. I'm seeing if they're hitting all those major key points that extends from the Word of God. And if they're lining up with those major key points, then I'm looking at that candidate very seriously, Reverend Kerr.
Amen. Amen. And I thank you for sharing that, because I just want people to think, do some research. It's important. Do some research. And I know I'm the host of the show, and I'm constantly watching, I'm constantly looking, I'm constantly getting information, not from somebody else. You have to get it for yourself. And, you know, even for both sides, as I was saying, for another side, they're talking about they're bringing forth division among the people. So if you look at it, there's some work need to be done on both sides. That's just the bottom line. There's work to be done on both sides of the party. So the only thing that we can do as men and women of God is to pray for them, that God will give them the wisdom and the knowledge to receive from God. And that's when we'll see the changes come, that God will come forth and do what he wants to do. I thank you. Brother, I know you're standing by. Brother Gary.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How do you see these things that are going on concerning, is it affecting the church? Should we allow the politics to come in the church? And if we do, and we're telling people one thing and not allowing them to make their own decision?
Should we allow the politics to come in church? Actually, sir, I would say let the church be the church. The church is the house of worship of God. You know, I think you have to separate the two there. Let politics do politics and let the church do the church. You know, I mean, you don't want to bring too much. The church is, we're there in the church to get the word and to be delivered, be saved. The church is there for the body of Christ, you know, and I think you may kind of confuse things if you bring politics in, you know. I think you kind of will confuse the people, you know, it might divide them. So I would say let's do what the word says, that the church is the house of God. Let's start there. Like you said, if we would start there and just stay in prayer a little more. Because things are going to change, but we just need to be steadfast, unmovable, you know, always abounding. Let's just be steadfast. God's got it. You know, just be steadfast and just stay prayerful. Amen.
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 Amen. Ella Harris.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. What I would like to do is pull up what Brother Booker said, word for word, and say ditto. Just say ditto, because he nailed it. And as a matter of fact, everybody that I've heard today have spoke something that I think God would be pleased with. But see, I think what a lot of times what we do is we decide we own I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican. Everybody got to stand on that. They got to stand on that instead of going back, looking to see what the Word of God said, and then stand on that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times what happens is people will say, well, I've been living like this long enough. I think I'll start going to church. And that's exactly what they do. They start going to church. And then they get on different boards in the church. And then when they get on those different boards, then it's a problem. Because what they did was bring the devil in with them instead of getting saved. See, somebody should have been to these people home and talked to them. They should have talked to them in the park. They should have talked to them in the grocery store. They should have talked to them wherever they find them at. And then if they feel like praising God, then they need to praise God wherever they are.
Amen.
And then don't let the devil see them shaking and quaking in the booth. But people will vote for somebody because they'll say, well, they going to give us this. And then I heard one deacon say, well, if Jesus was standing with this man, and I still wouldn't vote for him. I said, what's this? Yeah, deacon. No, I wouldn't vote for him. See, that's called hatred right there. There's no place in the body of Christ for hatred. Now, nobody's perfect. God knows I'm not. But on those big issues like abortion, like Israel, when it comes down to things for Israel, when it comes down to things for gay marriage, I feel like everybody wants to go to hell, got a right to go. But I got a right to live holy in front of them so that maybe what it is I'm living will rub off on somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Very well spoken. And look, I want to thank all of you. I just want people to not get caught up with the media. Don't get caught up with the television. Get the information for yourself, not get caught up with Facebook, because Facebook is a distraction if you're not using it for the right purpose. Reverend Ellison.
Yes, glory to God. I'm listening and I'm just enjoying this conversation, I tell you. There's not a whole lot more I can add to what's already been said other than just what Paul told Timothy. preach the word in and out of season. If we will too.
Amen.
If we're just to maintain our focus, stay focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, everything else will fall into place. We don't have to worry about being labeled or taking upon ourselves a title of Democrat or Republican. You know, we should be following the doctrines of the Bible, not doctrines of men, because this is what it is. Whenever you take a side or take a stance, you're solidifying your stance in whatever doctrine they are espousing. Okay, now sometimes those doctrines will line up with the church. It depends. As long as it's lining up with the truth, this is what we must keep in mind. So, I'm not angry with Democrats. I'm not angry with Republicans. I'm not angry one way or the other. But you know what? I just choose to follow the Lord and what. And the way that he leads me by way of his spirit. And as far as politics in the church, unfortunately, you can't separate the two. They come together at some point, and it's going to determine the way that you think. But I hear what Brother Gary is saying, and I agree with that wholeheartedly. Let the church be the church. You do not preach politics from the pulpit, as far as I'm concerned. And I preached in several churches. So I feel that the best and the safest, well, not just safest, but the sure way of doing things is to stay on message. And that message is the word of salvation that comes by way of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, there's time for those discussions of politics, and there are times when politics it muddies the waters, it poisons the stew, and most often that message of politics is stirred into the stew, and it becomes poison because there's too much of the politics being poured into the gospel, and it perverts it. And this is what happens in many churches. I've seen it throughout my lifetime. And when it's perverted, the pastor of that church leads his congregation into ways of unrighteousness because doctrines of men. Man believes. And to give you an example of that, and this is not to step on anyone's toes, but when you hear talk of global warming and the effects on the environment, if you know the world is going to be burned up, okay, if you know that by the word of God, that God is the one who controls the weather, he tells us that. As a matter of fact, he uses the weather for correction. Whenever things are not right, you're witnessing the fires in California, you're witnessing earthquakes, you're witnessing floods and several parts of the world. Some of this is part of God's judgment for unrighteousness. If you read the Bible, if you stay on point, if you stay on message, but when you divert it from the word of God, you will fall into the doctrines of men. Satan sometimes gets ahead of God's word, and he throws a lie or deception out there, such as global warming. And he wants you to believe in the doctrines of men when, in fact, if you would have stayed on point with the word of God, you would know that the heat is coming. You would know that God is causing things to happen because of unrighteousness. You would know that, in fact, even in the book of Revelation, it talks of intense heat that eventually is going to come to this planet, and it's going to be because of the judgment of God. It's not because of anything that man is doing to cause it to happen, but it is simply because of God's judgment on an unbelieving, Christ-hating world. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look, Reverend Ellison, right when I asked you to come forward, you didn't listen. You couldn't hear what was going on here in the studio. But there were some things that were said, and when you began to talk, the whole system crashed on me. And I laugh because there are words that's going out over the airways, and I know this, you know it, that the enemy don't want people to hear. And he gets upset
right.
And every time tries to shut us down. But we bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. I know our time is about out. I just want you all to keep us in prayer as we continually go forward each and every day. We want to thank all of the listeners and thank all of you that came forward this morning. All of you, we appreciate you so much. And I'm going to ask Brother Booker, if you could lead us out with a word of prayer. You could pray for a couple of minutes because I'm still, the system is opening up. So I don't want dead air. But if you could continually pray for the next at least about 2 or 3 minutes, and I should be clear with that. And I believe we are just about there. But I want to thank you. Coming up next is Apostle Reuben Skinner will speak the word ministries. He's going to be coming up next, so those of you can stay right here. Now, again, I want to thank all of you. Brother Booker, if you could lead us in a word of prayer.
Absolutely. Father, we thank you. Thank you so much for everything that you said on your airways today. Father, I pray that the influence of the church, Lord, regains its footing, regains its standing, and God become dominant again, Lord, in this earth. Father, it's your influence that has gotten us where we are thus far. And it's your word, God, that has penetrated the hearts of men and caused them to give their life to Jesus Christ. And Lord, we know that politics does not belong in the church, but Father, the church should have a great influence over politics. So, Lord, I pray right now that everyone hearing this word going out over the airways, well, Lord, would make a commitment. Lord, would make a commitment to continue to pray and continue to fast for our nation, for our country. But not only that, God, that you would help us to regain that influence in our homes, because so many homes, Lord, are broken and separated and torn apart, especially through this coronavirus. But, Father, you are a restorer. Lord, you know how to redeem the time. So I thank you today that you're moving in homes and moving in neighborhoods and moving in families. Lord, moving through institutions, moving, Lord, in the White House, moving in the schoolhouse, Father, that your influence be restored. Father, that men and women and children begin to come back to the gospel and not be seduced by these doctrines of demons and all these other things that are nothing but distractions to pull us away from the one that loves us. So, God, thank you today. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for striving with us. Thank you for your mercy, and thank you for your grace, and thank you for, Lord, your remnant, those ones that refuse to compromise. Lord, thank you for your people, those ones that will not compromise, but that will stand on your word and declare the truth of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
So, Father, we thank you. You are worthy to be praised, God. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be honored. Thank you, Father. In these last days and times, your kingdom is still standing strong as it's always been. And, God, we want to play a bigger role in that. We want to be able to participate in a greater way, because that's peace and that's joy. That's satisfaction, Lord, knowing that we are doing what you called us to do. So, Father, I pray you help us to continue to be obedient and that we wouldn't turn to the left or to the right, but we would stay in that straight and narrow way. So, God,
hallelujah.
We thank you. We love you. We appreciate
yes.
you. Thank you for your loving hand resting upon us, for your good hand resting upon our lives. Father, I pray
yes,
for everyone's family that's here today. Lord, you continue to touch those lost loved ones in our family. That you said that the harvest is ready, but the laborers are few. You said, pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers into his harvest field. And you're the Lord of the harvest. So to those lost family members that are in our family,
Send your laborers, oh God. If we can't reach them, send somebody to influence them and persuade them. Send your laborers, oh God, into your harvest field. Send your laborers. Prepare those laborers. Send your laborers, Father, that souls may be won for the kingdom of God. So, Father, we thank you and we love you now. In Jesus' name.
Anybody know it get hard sometimes? been good to me, River. That man taught me. He taught me. He taught me. Every now and then, seem like the weight of the world get on my shoulders. Sometimes it get hard for me. Sometimes out of all the good I try to do, you know the devil is busy. All of my life, let me tell you this and I'm out of here. All of my life, all I ever wanted was somebody to love me for me. All I ever wanted was somebody to tell me it's gonna be alright. You know, I got tired of hearing folks say they love me, but I know it's coming from their lips, but it didn't come from their heart. But I can tell y'all tonight, I found